Hey King! Hey Queen! Thank you so much for clicking on that play button. If you're an old listener, you are the real MVP. If you're a new listener, we are super, super bummed to have you join us on TTCL. I remain your host, Angie. Let's have a new episode today, shall we?
If you send me a message like, you just forgotten me, you just left me here, just abandoned me here, I'm going to air you. If I don't air you, I'm going to say, yes, I forgot you. Do you know why? Because we are being very selfish. A lot of things are going on. People are experiencing a lot of things right now. Like, the world is not beans. This life is not a pot of beans. And you are there accusing me of something that you know that I can't control. A lot of ways that you can actually approach me would be better by saying something like, hi, I'm just trying to check up on you. Hope you are feeling good. Hope this country is not taking a toll on you too much. How is work? How is school? How is your family? That would be better than saying, you just left me and just forgot me here. It means if I'm forgotten. Do you understand? Don't accuse people when you know that things are changing. The world is not getting any better. People are just trying to survive each day. Instead of accusing them, be the change. Send them very cute messages that will make them feel better, that will brighten up their day. Because this life, like I said earlier, is not a pot of beans. So going on in this, my quest to solve love issues and be a love doctor, I've realized a lot of things. Some guys are just terrible at sliding into people's DM. Like, they're not creative at all. Even myself, I've received complaints from DMs and I just shake my head down. What's this? It's not their fault. It's not like there is a particular tutorial that you have to take to slide into people's DMs. But there are certain ways that you slide into people's DMs that you get replies, and there are certain ways that you won't get replies at all, that you just be aired. And it is your fault, because you can actually get creative. The world is evolving. I've been saying this in all my podcasts. The world is evolving. People are changing. Things are changing. People are getting enlightened about a lot of things. Even Google will tell you how to slide into people's DM. You can Google it. You meant to send a girl's DM and you just say, hey. Just one dry, patchy, hey. That point, you should know that you won't get a reply, because, hey, what? Hey, you. Hey, dear. Hey, what? Hey, what? Like, what exactly do you want to do with your hey? Girls won't reply heys. You have to learn how to be very, very creative with the way you slide into people's DM. And that's why today's topic is handling DMs 101. So I've been subbing you since that you are not creative with handling DMs. But how exactly do you want to go about it? When you want to slide into a girl's DM, first of all, observe your environment. Let's say you are using Twitter or Instagram. Go through this person's profile very, very well. Make sure you are well across of the person's profile. You know what interests the person. You know the kind of posts that the person comments on. You know the kind of, what kind of things that she likes, what kind of posts that she engages before you slide into your DMs. Why am I saying this is going to give you a headway to how you can slide into their DMs? You could even start by engaging them first on the timeline before you just go and bang into their DM. If you're already friends from the timeline, it won't be hard to be friends in the DM. Let me repeat myself. If you are friends from the timeline, it won't be hard for you to be friends in the DM, because you're a familiar face. Even if you slide into the person's DM with, hey, how are you doing? What's up? How can you go? I am not so creative, but you've been friends from the timeline. There's a high chance that you will get a reply because you're already familiar. So don't just send somebody's DM they are not familiar with and just go like that. You can just start from interacting with them on the timeline. If there's no opportunity for you to start from the timeline, you could be creative and just slide in with something from their profile. Maybe, you are a Marvel fan. I'm also a Marvel fan. My favorite character is Captain America. What's yours? That might pique my interest. Or it could be something like, oh, you love cars. My best, I'm actually a lover of cars too. I love Mercedes, this is and that. I'm sorry, I'm not really a fan of cars. I don't really know latest cars, something like that, something not just a dry, patchy, hi dear. I won't reply you because I don't know what I want to reply you with that. Like, hi, and so, hi, what do you get? So be creative about it. Check their profiles, check their interests, check what they engage with on the timeline. Use that to slide into their DMs. It will interest the girl that, oh, this guy is actually very creative. Let me see what he has to say. The next thing is, don't just say, hey, what? It refers to the first thing I said, where I said that you have to be creative. Don't just say, hey, what? What do I want to do with your hey? Like, be creative about it. Also, don't ask for pictures yet. Oh my God, I feel like this is a deal breaker for a lot of us girls, because I don't understand how to explain to you guys. We don't like you guys asking for pictures almost immediately. Of course, you guys like to see who you are chatting with, but before you come to my DM, make sure that you're already sure of what you want. Maybe you've already seen my face on the timeline before, you've gone through my gallery already or something. Don't come to my DM and be saying, please send me some pics. I won't send you my pics because I have to be security conscious. I don't know who you are. I don't send you my pics like that. It's not possible. Apart from that, it just turns me off naturally to just feel like we'll be chatting for just 2 hours and you want my pictures the next minute. Like, for what? Like, am I a model? Am I like an entertainer? What do you want my pictures for? I won't send you my pictures because I don't like it. It turns a lot of girls off if you just go into their DM saying, I want your pictures. Of course, you can just check their profile pic. Also, this is just a tip for guys and girls, both genders. Try and use your pictures as your profile pic. Don't be using pictures of cars or celebrities. Use your own pictures. This way, it helps people to identify you better. It helps people to get accustomed to your face rather than just using cars or Rihanna or Beyonce. I don't know how that even concerns you. Use your own face. Let people identify your face with your profile page. It makes a lot of sense. So, but guys, if you are chatting with a girl that probably doesn't have a picture in her page or something, you could just like chat with the person for a while first before you now start asking for pictures or start saying, please send me some of your pics. Some people will even tell you, this pics is not enough, can I have more? Like, don't do it. Do you get, like, it turns a lot of girls off. They'll tell that they don't want to chat with you again. At the point, they'll air you. Another tip is that don't ask for their number just yet. Or if you're going to ask for their number, ask for it creatively. Don't just say, please give me your number, or can I have your number? It can be something like, if you give me your number, I promise to always make you laugh every day. That might pique their interest. That might be like, okay, let's see how this goes. Not that just that, please give me your number, please, I'm requesting for your digits. No, I won't. Like, no, solid no. Like, stop that. Be creative. See, there is no tutorial or special book for this thing. You can go online. Even if you got your cheat code from Google, the fact is that you made efforts. If they don't now reply after all these things, okay, there's a different thing. Maybe they are not single, maybe they don't want to make friends or all of that. That one is different. But let's say this person actually genuinely wants to get to know you too, but you're not even creative. Okay, hey dear, hey hi. Ugh, come on. Then don't use endearments just yet. You've slid into their DM. Let's say successfully, you've gotten them to reply. You didn't say, hey, you were not dry. You didn't ask for pictures. Everything is still going smoothly. And then the next morning, hey, baby, good morning. No, don't do that. No. I beseech you, do not do that. Girls don't like endearments from people that they don't know just yet, or people that they don't love just yet. Hi is okay, or you can call my name. Hi, Angie, how are you doing today? How was your night? I'll reply you, not hey baby, how was your night? Hope you slept well. No, I won't reply you. Using endearments as quick as maybe 24 hours into our conversations will turn me off. To turn any girl off. Girls don't like getting endearments like dear baby boo from people that they don't know. It turns them off. These are just little guides into handling DMs. I think I'll talk about how girls should also handle their DMs, because apart from guys signing into DMs, girls are also terrible sometimes at handling DMs, the way they reply and all of that. And I record a podcast on that. But these are just tips to make you understand how to be very, very creative. Find their common interests and use that slide to their DMs. Don't just use a dry, patchy hey to get into their DMs. Don't ask for their numbers or pictures just immediately you get into their DMs. Try and be patient. You can get to know them first. Let them know that you're interested in them first before they now start. See, when a girl likes you or a girl is already feeling your convo, they'll just naturally send you pictures. You don't even have to ask. I've told a lot of people that before. If a girl feels you and already interested in your convo, you don't have to ask for, she will send you pictures. So wait first, get to know them first, be their friend first before you start asking for pictures, before you start getting to know them. If you are smart enough and maybe, or you are lucky enough, you can go to their Instagram. If they have Instagram page, you can go straight to their Instagram to know who you are chatting. I know that sometimes people like to put a face to the person they are chatting with, but asking for pictures 24 hours or even 48 hours into your chat will actually turn them off. So you can maybe just be patient. It might not eventually even work out between you two, but don't turn them off by saying please your pictures. Like, it's actually a very big turn off. Then you can ask for your numbers creatively. Be very creative about it, or be very, very spicy. Add spice to your kind of thing. Then don't use endearments. This is the end of my podcast for today. I hope that you'll be able to grab some or two. If you have questions or even have contributions for me, I'm not really an expert in this thing. So you have contributions, you have questions, you have topic requests, you have feedbacks, reviews for me, please and please and please let me know in my DM. Please let me know in my DM. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends. Stay jiggy, guys.